Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Uncertainty plus fear equals a lot of scams, apparently. Steve Burness is with us. He's the CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And people are taking advantage of us in our social isolation, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Bob. Unfortunately, like you said, uncertainty and fear, that's a perfect storm for the scam artists. And they bank on that, and they want you to be have your wall down, and they want to take advantage of you in some way. And the number one scam we're seeing right now across the North America is phony cures and fake masks, or no mask at all. So you have pop-up websites asking for money or credit card information, rather. And some of them are saying emails are saying they have these cures or special information that the government doesn't want you to know, but they want you to click and click on it. And when you click on it, unfortunately, they could put spam or malware on your computer as well. In the fake mask, there's a lot of organizations that say they have these masks available. When consumers reach out to them and send them the money or credit card information, they get nothing in return. So you've got to be very careful, especially now.
And I know on your list of the top six scams being reported to the Better Business Bureau, many of them have something to do with the stimulus checks, don't they?
They do, because everybody wants the checks. Obviously, they're in dire need for the checks, but nobody knows what to do. And the key to this is that you don't have to do anything. The IRS will mail you the check or deposit into your account if you had a direct deposit last year when you filed your taxes. Nobody's gonna call you, ask you for personal information, your bank account information, or ask you for a fee, or ask you to click a link to get the money faster. And we're seeing so many different variations of this scam, Bob, right now. It's kind of alarming because we had a woman the other day just give out her social security number to somebody and said they could help, get her to check faster. So nobody can help you get it faster, and nobody needs any confidential information, and nobody's gonna call you and ask you for that.
Yeah, never give your social security number out like that. Unfortunately, the con artists are working from home too, aren't they?
They are working from home, and they have a lot of time on their hands. And they're actually, they know you're at home as well, and they're trying to take advantage of the situation by sending you emails and fake offers. There's that government impersonation where they impersonate their governmental official or governmental agency. They change the caller ID. Mm-hmm. And you think you're talking to a governmental agency and you're not. So, people are also falling for employment scams now too, Bob, where they, organizations, laying people off, people are looking for work. And they got these, unfortunately, these scam artists are opening up websites saying they have these guaranteed jobs, good pay, no interview required. We just need your information, or we need you to wire us some money, or send us your checking account information. So you got to be. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I've been doing this for 32 years, Bob. It's just like the scams are just continuing, in all facets, and it's getting quite alarming.
Yeah, and this is one thing we don't need now, folks preying on people who are really having trouble struggling. And is the Better Business Bureau still hearing a lot about these shortages of different products we're looking for?
Exactly, especially online, because people are looking for hand sanitizers, face masks, and toilet paper and things of that nature. And you unfortunately got scammers trying to take advantage of the situation, and then you have businesses who are price gouging as well, and either national or local business as well. The Attorney General has stated that they will take action against anybody regarding the price gouging. If there is price gouging, it's against the law. But unfortunately, you have these websites popping up, as I mentioned, that saying they have all these products, and then they ask for your credit card information, and you never get it. And if you get it, you don't know if it's used or defective or otherwise mishandled in some way. So as a consumer, you have to know the company you're doing business with and make certain that they're trustworthy in some way, and that you check them out with the Better Business Bureau to make certain that they have a track record and they are reliable in some way, because these websites are not popping up all over the place. And we're very concerned about links, because if you click on a link, you never know where that link actually goes. So we say that, you know, if you go into a website, go to a website you trust, but go to them directly and type in the information yourself.
Yeah, I think it's worth repeating also how to avoid these scams, Steve. And if somebody wants to report price gouging or they have a question about any kind of offer, what can they do? Where can we direct them?
You can call, you contact the Better Business Bureau, at, you know, or go to bbb.org. We have information on the website of who to contact and what other agencies are handling the price gouging issues. And we also have information on, you know, millions of businesses throughout North America that you can check on as well. And then you can also report the scam to us through our scam tracker. So if you see a scam, report it, especially if you don't fall for it, because people always say, I'll never fall for it. But unfortunately, somebody will. And this way you can help us put these organizations out of business.
All right. We appreciate it. As always, Steve Burness, CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Keep us informed on all of this so we can pass the information along, Steve. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Have a good, healthy, safe day.